fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 20th of December. Prepper tip of the day, it's a question. Here's the question. Do you have your night vision? Question mark, do you? If not, get it. Now, keep in mind, now, especially this time of year, almost half of every day is under darkness. That's a lot of darkness. Even in the summertime, you're looking at eight hours plus of darkness, probably approaching 10 hours, give or take a little bit. Nighttime is when criminals like to do what they do. So you'd be well advised, in my opinion, to get yourself some night vision. Entry level, $200 or less. It's not much, but it's better than nothing, quite frankly. I started out with that inexpensive night vision. It's almost like magic, quite frankly, any night vision. And I've got some fairly good night vision now in my inventory, and I encourage you to do the same thing. Now, Optics Planet is where I buy my optics most of the time. It's a very comprehensive website selling every kind of optic that you can imagine, including night vision, of course. And a lot of educational material there where you can educate yourself on the various forms of night vision. That's a good place to get yourself an education on night vision is Optics Planet, opticsplanet.com. We're going to take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. At the top of my webpage, I've got an alert dated almost a month ago. Dated almost a month ago, day of 27th November this year. Something I discuss a lot is the ongoing clear and present danger of our enemies using electromagnetic weapons against us, electromagnetic pulse weapons against us. It's kind of been lingering and languishing in the background, sometimes not so much in the background for years. Going back decades. It's been said, and I think there's probably some truth to it, that the powers that be have this compulsion in their belief system that they have to warn us about things before they do these things. That being the case, if that is the case, then they've been issuing warnings now for more than 30 years, going back to the TV miniseries titled America, spelled with a K. Hugely popular TV miniseries back in the mid-1980s, which is available on YouTube, and there's a link on my website to watch it if you want to watch it. I watched it live. You know, the VHS tapes were just becoming popular back then, and there were people who made pirate copies that were available for sale. It was difficult to get your hands on, but now with YouTube, you can watch it anytime you want. The premise of the miniseries is the United States is conquered and under occupation by the Soviet Union. Of course, the miniseries was done before the wall came down, and it was more obvious that Russia was our enemy back then. What the miniseries does not do is tell you how Russia conquered the United States. However, and I just found this out about 3 or 4 years ago, the book does. The book by the same title does. And the prologue, which is just a few pages, my friend Tim Spencer reproduced. He had to hand type those few pages, by the way. I got a copy of the book and got it to him. The prologue does tell how Russia conquered the United States, and it was an electromagnetic pulse weapon, or weapons, plural, that allowed them to take down the United States, bring us to our knees, and conquer us. There's been other Hollywood representations. The most recent version of Red Dawn, the North Koreans are the bad guys. The original film had the Communist Chinese being the bad guys, by the way. The Communist Chinese had enough political and economic clout to force the makers of the film to change the bad guys using digital technology to make them become North Koreans instead of Chinese, which they did. So the North Koreans in the film, the new version of Red Dawn, used electromagnetic pulse weapons against us. But I've come to find out this past fall some details that do not include information from Hollywood films. They're real evidence from real sources. Here's my alert. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been discussing the clear and present danger of EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack, on the United States for a number of years. I've read authoritative books by experts like Dr. Peter Pry, the former head of the now defunct, as of September, U.S. Commission on EMP. I've interviewed Dr. Pry on my radio show. Until recently, I felt that the failure of the federal government to protect the national power grid was just another example of inadvertent dysfunctional swamp in Washington, D.C. I really did believe that. However, upon further reflection, I have concluded that the failure to protect the national power grid is by design and with intent. I've recently learned that officials in the Obama administration were actively blocking any possibility of the recommendations of the EMP Commission being successful. That report, 208 pages, released in 2008, is a free download at my website. As most of you know, I've been a homicide detective most of my adult life and an intelligence analyst before that. By both education and profession, I'm trained to find evidence, analyze it, and make conclusions based on that evidence. Based on the evidence I found, I can come to no other conclusion other than the complete failure to protect the national power grid is by design and with intent. The goal being to prepare the USA for a successful invasion by our enemies, that being the Russians, the Chinese, and their allies. With all the above in mind, there are a couple of unknown, at least to me, they are unknown. Here's the unknowns. Number one, does President Trump plan to move forward to protect national power grid? Number two, if so, will he be able to do so in time? Absent having answers to the above two questions, I advocate the following. Number one, prepare for both a grid down scenario and invasion. Number two, pray for God's healing and protection now. That's in bold type, by the way. All caps. I know all too well the enormity of what I advocate. I also know that the failure to do so could result in serious injury or death. My recommendation of becoming part of a hobby farm, that being a self-sufficient 100 miles or more from a major city and 800 plus feet above sea level, holds true. I end by saying, may God bless and save America. If you're a regular listener, you've heard me read this previously. I make no apologies for repeating myself. This is radio. We always have new listeners, men and women who haven't heard this information before, men and women who need to get this information so they can become aware and make their own decisions. I regard this as a very high priority. Electromagnetic pulse may be the ideal weapon to conquer a nation. They set these things off. They don't need to invade, not immediately. Just sit back. Why put their own people at risk invading a country that's still mostly somewhat healthy and able to resist? All they need to do is sit back, for about a year, and 9 out of 10 Americans are going to be dead from disease and starvation and so forth. 9 out of 10. Leaving that 10% behind that will be not terribly healthy for the most part, not able to organize any resistance of any consequence. That's when the invasion would come. If I was doing it, that's what I would do. I'd wait till 9 out of 10 Americans were dead, then I would invade. Given the size of the combined forces of Red China, Russia, and North Korea, I wouldn't be surprised if the invasion came fairly quickly so they could seize control of certain assets before those assets became compromised. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Now, it's going back to 1912 in Europe. Europe was had a high level of civilization in 1912, of technology and art, culture, so forth. Europeans at the time thought that another widespread, barbaric, brutal war just could not happen in Europe, which was so highly civilized and cultured back then. Well, how wrong that proved to be. How wrong that proved to be. Fast forward a century. Most Americans believe that the communist threat is over, and they're supposed to. What's taken place since 1989, 1990 with the alleged collapse of communism has convinced the most Americans that that is the way the world is set up right now. We have no major enemies. Nothing could be further from the truth. The goals set forth a century ago by Lenin have not changed. That's international conquest of the world. To have Russia, and of course China would be part of it, have international communism dominate the world, rule the world, economically, politically, militarily, culturally, every way you can imagine. They're probably going to make use of Muslims to help achieve their goal. And when they're done with the Muslims, they'll just kill them off. I'm going to be rereading, and I haven't read it for a while, Albert Pike's letter, article that he wrote, I believe it was in the late 1890s, talking about the three world wars to come. The last one involving Christians and Muslims fighting each other to the death. I haven't read it in a while. I think it's worth reading again. And also George Washington's Vision. I haven't read George Washington's Vision for a while either. I believe they're both very relevant to where we are, December 2017. New Year will be here in less than 2 weeks. 2018. Donald Trump being elected was not supposed to happen. I'm here to tell you, Donald Trump was not supposed to be elected president of the United States. The people behind Hillary Clinton, they thought that their vote fraud in the counties, it was about 10 counties where they had all the vote fraud, would be enough to win the popular vote. Actually, it wasn't, but it appears to be so. Most people believe that. Professor McCanny's analysis is that Donald Trump also won the popular vote as well as the Electoral College. So they defrauded the popular vote immensely in those counties where they had the ability to do so. And thank goodness for the Founding Fathers' brilliance of creating the Electoral College. It saved our bacon. The Electoral College did literally save our bacon a year ago last month. Donald Trump is the real deal. He has his flaws. He's a human being. There was a blip in the news cycle for about 3 days about him consuming Diet Coke. Well, I regret that he does on one hand, but that's not a sign of mental illness. It's a sign of him probably having an addiction to Diet Coke, as many people do, that once they've consumed it long enough, it does become a physical addiction, unfortunately. Kind of a humorous side note. Donald Trump will do the right things for the right reasons to the best of his ability. This FBI investigation, Robert Mueller, and so forth, alleging collusion. There's no such crime, by the way, as collusion. That doesn't exist. All they're finding is that after he was elected, close communications began with all foreign governments. I doubt there was much with Zimbabwe, but the major governments, as soon as the Donald was elected, communications commenced with the major governments, with his transition team, and that's supposed to happen. That always happens once a new president has been elected and will be taking office in a few weeks. So that's what they're not going to have anything. That's going to fizzle out. That whole Robert Mueller investigation is going to fizzle out and not amount to a darn thing. It would be tough. President Obama had 8 years to appoint traitors, Quislings, Muslims, to high places, high enough that they in turn could also appoint their own traitors and Quislings and Muslims underneath them, hundreds of men and women scattered throughout the various federal agencies that need to be found and fired, quite frankly. I was never a fan of Donald Trump when he had his TV shows out. In fact, I never watched a single one of his TV shows. It was nothing I was interested in. I haven't had television for 13 years or so. When I'm on the road, I'll be in a hotel and or motel and have a TV, and it reminds me all over again why I don't have TV. Or I'm at a friend's house and there'll be a TV on, and I'm once again reminded, oh, that's why I don't have TV. Of course, the only way you can have television out where I live is to pay for it in the form of satellite TV. There is no other way to have TV. I do have high-speed internet, and I do watch some TV shows through the internet with no commercials. I've become a fan of Walking Dead, for example. I thought it was the whole concept was pretty silly. I think they were into their third season before I ever watched the first episode. And I was hooked, I have to admit. Once you can get past the psychological barrier of believing that deceased human beings can be reanimated, which is a pretty big leap in logic, quite frankly. The show is well written with characters that have somewhat believable things that they participate in. That kind of show, I'm always looking to see how the human beings respond to the various predicaments they're put in. And that's why I do find it interesting to watch these shows. So regardless, EMP, Once I found out that Obama's people were actively blocking attempts to get the EMP Commission's recommendations done, that told me all I needed to know. We got a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of December. I was just looking at my paper. It's free download at my website. It's the first product I sold on my website, by the way. I was selling them for a couple of bucks a piece. My paper titled No Need for Panic, originally written before being edited and added to January 2006. So we're looking at, oh my goodness, 12 years ago. 12 years ago. Yeah. The paper has stood up to scrutiny, and it stood the test of time. And there's a bibliography at the end of it, by the way. It's 17 pages with a bibliography at the end of it. I started writing the paper in the fall of 2005, as a private communication for my brother and brother-in-law, knowing full well, first of all, that it was the right thing to do, and second, that they would not pay heed, which both turned out to be true. EMP, nationwide EMP grid down. Now, there's three national power grids, East Mississippi, West Mississippi, and Texas. Nationwide EMP power grid down would mean going back to the 1890s in terms of technology without the infrastructure of the 1890s. Now, in the 1890s, we had a fully functioning infrastructure where food was grown and packaged and distributed all over the country. Manufactured goods were manufactured, packaged, and distributed and sold all over the country. We had a functioning Army and Navy and Marines. We had police forces. We had a complete health care system nationwide, such as it was. And cities had running water, flush toilets. My great-grandfather was a plumber back then, by the way. They had gas lights. Some places had electricity. All kinds of goods were manufactured and transported all over the country. None of it used internal combustion engines. Internal combustion engines were mostly experimental back then, and didn't the few that were around didn't amount to much. We had steam power, animal power, wind power. That's what we had back then. And everything worked because we had a complete infrastructure based on those three things: steam power, wind power, and animal power. And of course, people power. That's all. That infrastructure is all gone. There's a few steam locomotives here and there, mostly in museums. Sometimes they're tourist attractions. Steam boats here and there. Once again, they're oddities, tourist attractions. Animal power. Well, I know in the state I live in Missouri. Missouri is the biggest horse state in the country, by the way. More horses than any other state in the Union, which some people might think it would be Texas or Oklahoma, someplace like that, but it's Missouri. Going back to the 1890s with that infrastructure being gone means 9 out of 10 Americans will be dead in a year or less. Chances are most adults you know consume one or more pharmaceutical products, typically a bunch, more than one. Now, how many of these people need these pharmaceutical products to stay alive? How many will die when the supply is gone, which it will be almost immediately, a few weeks? Whatever the pharmaceutical and whatever the pharmacies have in their inventory, once it's gone, it's gone. There's not going to be any new inventory coming up. A lot. That's millions of people. That's tens of millions of people. People that have diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, on and on and on. They'll be dead in a few weeks. The first drink you take of contaminated water is a one-way ticket to diarrhea, dehydration, and death. There's another huge part of the population. Food, well, same thing. Starving to death is a very cruel and painful way to die, by the way, from what I've read. Add to that criminal activity. People going crazy because they no longer have access to their psychotropic drugs that they take. People who are addicted to various things, it will do anything to get access to them. Addictions to tobacco, alcohol, and drugs. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of December. I got a private message from a listener who wants more information about the maps. She might be listening right now, a listener named Lorraine. Good morning, Lorraine. There's a map. The Navy map is in my article titled No Need for Panic, free download at my website. It's also on my DVD for sale at my website titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, the real Navy map. The one that pops up on Google, if you do a Google search for Navy map, is actually done by the psychic Gordon Michael Scallion. It's his map. It's not the Navy map. So I'll be calling Lorraine here after the show to give her this information in case she's not listening live so she can get that access to that map. The first thing people want to do, they want to know if Aunt Nellie's home in Florida is going to be underwater, or Uncle Bob's home in California will be underwater, or if their own home in the state of Maine or Texas will be underwater. That's not the point. I mean, obviously those are good questions, and people deserve good answers on one hand. On the other, not being flooded is only part of the problem. The other part of the problem is where all the refugees are going to go. If you look at the map, showing the location of the FEMA camps, very few of them are in the areas that are going to be flooded. I think that's significant. I think that's important. I think it's for a very good reason. They don't want their camps to be flooded. It would make sense to have camps near where the people are. There's about 80 million people between Washington, D.C. and Boston. Very densely populated area. No FEMA camps near the ocean, or almost none. There may be a couple. It might be just, I regard anyone's close to the ocean, the flooded areas that will be flooded as transitional camps where they would gather people up and then shift them off to other locations. Within the alternative media, most prognosticators, Alex Jones and others, they believe the FEMA camps are to incarcerate the patriots, the Christians, the people who believe in the country and our Constitution, which, of course, I can't say is not going to be the case. However, there's another possibility. It has just as much veracity to it. The possibility that the camps are little more than refugee camps to have places for the displaced people because of the rising oceans. The oceans will come out of their basins. That's a given. The U.S. government scientists, including the Navy scientists, have known this for decades. The Navy briefings, and a lot of my original work that nobody else I'm aware of is doing. The Navy briefings began 1979 with the briefings of flag rank officers in New Orleans. I debriefed one of the men who set up that first briefing for flag rank officers in New Orleans in 1979, Phil from Montana. And the briefings have continued for decades, primarily in the Submarine Corps. The submariners, as they call themselves, they have their own uniforms. They don't wear the uniforms of the surface navy. They don't associate with the surface navy. They don't talk to them. They only want to be around them for the most part. They stay to themselves, both officers and enlisted. That's the nature of the Submarine Corps. And they take care of each other. It's a very small branch of the service. And the high-ranking officers, they all know each other on a first-name basis. There aren't that many of them. They become friends, lifelong friends. The men assigned to the submarines get to be pretty close also, because you realize in your training very quickly, when you're training to be a submariner, that everybody's life is dependent on everybody else. That's how critical it is to be on board a U.S. Navy submarine, or any submarine as far as that goes. Very critical. So yes, they take care of themselves, they look out for each other, and at these briefings they're told, gentlemen, during your lifetimes, not your children's or grandchildren's, during your lifetimes, these oceans will come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide. And when it comes time to retire, you just might want to retire to one of the known safe havens, one of them being the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. And thousands of Navy veterans have done so. Thousands. So these two threats of electromagnetic pulse attack and violent climate change are two of the things I focus on a lot. One does not preclude the other. The powers that be, including the Russians and the Chinese, they have a goal. Their goal is to get as much done as they can before the violent earth changes stop them as well. They're making their preparations. Russians, Chinese, United States. Most of you listening to me have seen the photographs of these massive, beautiful, unoccupied cities built out there in the desert of China, where nobody wants to live out there. Some of the harshest, driest, worst places on the planet to live. Why would you build massive, brand new, multi-billion dollar cities in such a place? Well, how many choices do you need? How many guesses do you need? They built them because they have no choice. These aren't jobs programs. Come on, people. Chinese are very smart. They don't need to build beautiful brand new city for billions of dollars out in the middle of nowhere for jobs programs. No, that defies logic. They built them because they have no choice. They built them as safe havens for the people that they will be choosing to carry on Chinese culture into the future, knowing full well that if the coastal areas of China where most of their billion people live are going to be underwater. They know that. When I was running for Congress in 1996, I recall seeing news articles about this: the Russians building massive underground cities in the Ural Mountains. Well, the Cold War was supposed to be over. Why are they doing such a thing? That doesn't make any sense. The Russians are smart people. Why would they spend billions of dollars building massive underground cities in the Ural Mountains? It made no sense in 1996. I know perfectly well now why they did it. They built those massive underground cities in the Ural Mountains to protect the people that they want to protect when the violent climate change and earth and rising ocean levels come upon us. These events are already happening, by the way. There's a link at my website. If you go to thelibertyman.com, there's a link to the U.S. Navy website showing ocean surface temperatures. They have a new map published every 24 hours showing ocean surface temperatures. Let's see if I can find it. I haven't looked at this for quite a while. There we go. Current Navy map. There was a little article I wrote, and then there should be a link there. Current Navy, here we go. Current U.S. Navy sea surface temperature. And there it is. They haven't published a new one yet. This is yesterday's map, 19th of December. You can see the Gulf Stream coming up the east coast of the United States. Gets to about Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, starts going east by northeast towards the British Isles. Doesn't go out very far, just a couple hundred miles, and it ends. No more Gulf Stream. No more Gulf Stream going all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. We did have a screen capture at one time published here of the Gulf Stream prior to its stopping, June 12, 2010. Somehow that got misplaced, and I don't know if we can ever recover it or not. They may have this stuff archived where we can pick it up. I don't know. The summer of 2010, when the Gulf Stream stopped, Moscow had the hottest summer in 1,000 years. Moscow has weather records going back 1,000 years. The hottest summer in 1,000 years. The winter of 2010, 2011, Moscow had the coldest winter in 1,000 years. There aren't many places that have weather records going back 1,000 years, but Russia does, and Moscow. A direct consequence of the Gulf Stream stopping, by the way. Direct, very direct, immediate consequence. Pipes were freezing in Ireland. Pipes underground were freezing in Ireland because the frost line was now deeper than it ever had been. Something we found out, and we got the interview on my website, myself and Dr. Deagle interviewed Dr. Luigi Zanagari, and we've got those interviews archived. And let's see if we can find them here. It's down. You have to scroll down the left side where it says the Gulf Stream has stopped. Radio interview one, radio interview two. Dr. Zanagari, the third and fourth Fridays of July 2010. And Dr. Zanagari is a PhD scientist living and working in Italy with other PhD scientists in North America and Europe on one thing and one thing only. That would be the Gulf Stream. 8-5, Monday through Friday. So, you know, that's what they do. In the first interview, Dr. Zanagari said, "We believe the Gulf Stream has stopped. We're not sure. We need to recheck our calculations." The second interview, the last Friday of July 2010, he verified and confirmed that the Gulf Stream had in fact stopped June 12, 2010. And he went on in one of those interviews to tell us something that I wasn't aware of. I've been studying the Gulf Stream for a while, and I wasn't aware until Dr. Zangari told us all that the Gulf Stream used to, past tense, regulate the jet stream. There's three jet streams, northern hemisphere, equatorial, and southern hemisphere. Jet streams are largely responsible for the weather we get. Not completely, but largely. The two main factors in weather is energy from the sun and the jet stream. With the jet streams no longer being regulated, the dependability of weather behaving in a certain manner, winter, summer, spring, fall, the dependability of that happening in a regular, regulated manner is pretty much out the window. And we're all seeing that, aren't we? Hurricane Harvey has been said to have dumped the largest amount of rain in a short period of time in human history. That's what they're saying about that storm. And everybody's commenting on the weather, but men and women in agriculture, especially those growing grains and other parts of agriculture, they're learning that everything's changed. That the business cycle that they grew up knowing was normal, that they could build a business and a lifestyle around, raise a family based on the dependability of weather cycles behaving a certain manner, that's all gone. Nothing to depend on anymore. It's really turned agriculture on its head, quite frankly. It has. The farmers who have their land paid for, their equipment paid for, a good stock of seed and fertilizer, pesticides, herbicides, whatever they need, they're the ones that are doing somewhat well. The ones that service a lot of debt, especially for land and equipment, they're struggling. Depending on where they are and what they're doing, they're struggling tremendously. Fortune 500 companies, they're doing okay. They've got the deep pockets to survive these ups and downs. Of course, the food itself is being tampered with and changed. Glyphosate, also called Roundup, is having very harmful effects on human beings everywhere it's used. Everywhere the food is consumed, it's been sprayed with Roundup. Different topic for a different day. Right below the article, the Gulf Stream has stopped, we have the beginning of our maps. And this is our project. It really took off this year. I was hoping that it would after that TV show, Highway Patrol, was found, 1959. My belief at the time has proven to be correct. There's going to be dozens of TV shows and movies showing continents with new coastlines. The most recent one's going to be posted in the next day or so. Highway Through Hell is the title of the TV show. It's about men who rescue truckers up in the frozen north of Canada in the dead of winter. So we'll hopefully get that posted. If you find one, you find a movie or a television show with an image of a continent with new coastlines, get that screen capture to me, and then you get your choice of any of my five DVDs. The gentleman who found this most recent one, he's also found some in the past. He's building up a collection of my DVDs, and God bless him. I'm glad he's doing so. It's a lot of fun. Between Christmas and New Year's, many people, most of the time, have a lot of discretionary time that they frequently make use of it by watching movies and TV shows. So keep a sharp eye out. I have every reason to believe that our list will double or triple over the next 12 months. These 12 months, I think, are going to be very critical. My article titled Field Training Exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. I found that people want a date to focus on, so I'm giving you one. It's right at almost exactly a year away. December 31st, 2018. And if you participate in this, it'll be a private matter. I have no interest in knowing that you're doing this. If you want to share it publicly, that's up to you, of course. But I list five scenarios. First one being economic collapse leading to civil disorder. Next, World War III. Then we have rapid onset of violent earth changes, including rising ocean levels, of course. Then we go to widespread terrorist attacks, and last but not least, natural or man-made EMP. EMP can also take the form of a coronal mass ejection. Here's our last break. The call number is 800-313-9.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few...
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of December. I do private consultations. I do presentations to groups. It could be your church group, your family, your extended family. If you want details, go to my website. Look under professional consultations and keynote presentations. We're our last caller on hold here, a regular caller, Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I know we only got a minute. I'll try to go quick. I saw something with respect to your comment about the preparedness exercise. I watched a very, very interesting video by a guy called the Dollar Vigilante. And while he is a young man, he seems to be fairly clever. And he did mention something I thought was very interesting. I'm reasonably disturbed by the fact that the Wall Street has produced a derivative for the cryptocurrencies. And I don't think there's any doubt as to what they're planning with regard to it. But it was fascinating that back in 88, they, from the Globalist magazine, said, get ready for a world currency. And they predicted by 2018 they would have one. Now they're suggesting that the scenario is that they will run Bitcoin up to about 80,000, or the about the same as the dot-com collapse, and then collapse that, and then use that to usher in a one-world crypto, which I thought was an interesting idea. But so you do have maybe the date you selected is a good date.
Well, it's a date, and it gives people something to focus on, and having something to focus on can be a good thing for many people.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say move it back to June there. Well, okay. good show. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick. We appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
I've been to Mississippi twice this year doing some presentations down there. I expect to be going back to Hattiesburg sometime in the next month or two, January, February. It's up in the air at the moment. Of course, I was in Prague, Czech Republic, this past July speaking. That was certainly the opportunity of a lifetime for me. And I'll be glad to come to your neighborhood and do a presentation for your church group, your private group, your family, whatever you want. I really like getting out and doing these things. I'm not doing the expos like I was. I haven't worked out an agreement with any of the people putting on these expos. It hasn't been a focus of mine. Maybe it should be this coming year. I really do enjoy these expos. For me, they're big social events, and I meet men and women that I would never, ever meet otherwise when I go to these expos as a speaker. I'm disappointed that Vince Vannelli stopped doing them, but that was his choice, and I respect that. It's going to be a fun, exciting year, 2018, as these years always are. Lots of things going on, lots of opportunities. You need to recognize the opportunities and take advantage of them when they present themselves. That's what life's all about, in my opinion. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, and every group of guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.